Parakeh, Mishnah, Beis. Kira. Kira is the tanner, which is made for a bishul for cooking, and you place on top of the kira the two pots in order to cook, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. Techilasa shalosh, in order for it to first be mekabel tuma, it has to have a minimum height of 3 etzpos, 3 fingers. Ushiraha shalosh, and if it did become tame, and then it breaks, and there are shards left over, as long as the shards still have a height of 3 fingers, of 3 etzpos, it's still going to be tame. Anything less than that, then it would be deemed nothing, and then it's broken, then it would be tar. And mishitigamer malach, then of course, it can only first become tame once it's a completed utensil. It's got its gemar malacha. Ezu gemar malacha. What is the gemar malacha? Mishiyasikena kedei lavash olea beitza kala shebebeitzim. When you fire it up with enough fire to cook beitza kala shebeitzim, the lightest of the eggs, meaning this is referring to beitzas tarnagulas, a beitza of a chicken. She kala bashel, it's easily cooked, mishar beitzim from the other eggs. And not just an egg of a chicken that has to be cooked up, but trufa. When that chicken egg is b'chusha u'mbechas b'shemen, when it is scrambled and mixed with oil, so that it's going to cook even quicker, u'nusuna b'ilfas, and is placed in a boiling hot frying pan, which makes it cook even quicker. So this would be the method of deeming this kira a completed utensil. When you light it up, and it's hot enough to cook a scrambled egg in a hot frying pan. So a pretty quick time period as far as firing it up. Now how kupach. Kupach is this kira katana, it's a small oven, whereby there's only enough space to put one pot for cooking on it, and its heat is more than a kira. Chomam rubim shel kira, the heat is greater than a kira, but it's less than that of a tanur. So asa'u la'afia, if you make the kupach for baking, shi'irei katanur, it takes on the shear of a tanur of 4 tefachim. And the gemar malacha is when you fire it up in order to bake in it the sifkonim, the sifkoni of the donuts. Asa'u la'bishul, but if you made it for cooking, shi'irei kakira, it takes on the measurements of a kira, meaning the height of 3 etzpos, and the gemar malacha of firing it up in order to cook on it an egg of a chicken. Ha'evin, a stone, hayotzi min ha'tanur, that protrudes from a tanur, kind of like a handle to the tanur, tefach. As long as it's protruding from the oven, a tefach, umin ha'kira, or from a kira, it would be shalosh etzbos. If it's protruding from the kira by 3 etzbos, chibur, we deem that a proper chibur connection to the oven, to the tanur, to the kira, these different types of ovens, that she'imnit ma'atanur, if the tanur becomes tame, or the kira would become tame, then the oven, the stone, also becomes tame. However, masha tefach, that which protrudes more than a tefach by a tanur, or more than 3 etzbos by a kira, so that area will be tar, because the yad, the handle which is needed for the kli, is deemed like a kli, but that which is not needed for the kli is not deemed like the kli. Hayotze min hakupach. Now the stone that protrudes from this kupach, aso la'afia, if the kupach was made for baking, then the shear is like that of a tanur, that up until a tefach it's deemed part of the tanur. Aso la'bishul, if you made it for cooking, shi'irei kakira, takes on the characteristics of a kira, and therefore it's only a chibur, only a connection up until 3 fingers, up until 3 etzbos. Amar Bihuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, le'amru tefach, this measurement, that up until a tefach by a tanur is a chibur, but more than a tefach is not a chibur, Ella bein ha'tanur v'lakosel, it's only when the oven is in a place on the tanur where it's between the tanur and the wall. So in this example, that which protrudes more than the tefach, you got to cut it off in order to move the oven close to the wall. Therefore, that would not be deemed a chibur. Aval, however, if the oven is protruding towards the empty space of the house, then even if it's more than a tefach, it will be deemed a chibur to the tanur. And how you shnei tanurin smuchim zelzef, you have 2 tanurin that are near each other, and there's a big oven that's attaching, mechaberes osim, that's attaching them. Nosin lezet tefach ulezet tefach. Hatefach asamach, the tefach which is near each of the tanurs, that's deemed the chibur. V'hashar tar, and the rest is going to be tar. As it says, tanur v'kirayim yutatz tmeim heim. The tanur and the kirayim you smash, because they're tamei, utmeim yu lachem. So we darshan lachem for you, for all of your needs, the chol shebesorcheichem. This comes to include the yodos, the handles of the oven. But yachal, I might think, shani mar biyota, I should add more than the required shear. Tamalomar tmeim heim, they are tamei, and not more. So therefore, only their shear is tamei, more than that would not be tamei. a Mishnah Gimel, Ataras HaKira. This is the miskeres, kind of like a trim that's made around the rim of the kira in order to keep the heat, contain the heat inside the kira. But it's not mechubar, it's not attached to the kira. So tahora is not deemed a chibor, a connection to the kira. And therefore, if the kira becomes tamei, the ataras, this like trim, this crown, does not become tamei. Tiras hatanor. So some of Arshim explained there was like this chutz, like this courtyard of the tanor, flushing of bechatzreim ubetirosam. What it means is that there was a place that was near the tanor that was surrounded by walls, and one would put the bread there when they would take it out of the oven. Or others explain tiras hatanor is kamo ataras akira, meaning it's like this mascara, like this trim that was placed around the rim of the tanor, but it's not connected to it. So two different pshatim. Bizman shi gevoya arba tvachim. When it has a shear of four tvachim, kashir goyva shal tanor betchilas, like the same shear of the tanor itself, of four tvachim, then metama b'mago ba'avir. Im naga sham tuma touches it. Aisha isa ba'avir, if there was tuma in its airspace, nitma hatira, the tira is tame, and the tanor is tame as well. Vichain and nitma hatanor, the tanor became tame, the tira becomes tame as well. The tanor needs the tira, and therefore the tira is deemed like a chelik, like a portion of the tanor. Pechusa mikan. However, im hatira, if the tira does not have a height of four tefachim, then tahora, if the tanor would become tame, then the tira ain't a tira tame. The tira remains tar. It's not attached to the tanor. Since it's not roi for its shimush when it doesn't have the required shear. Now im chibra is a tira latana. If one attaches this tira to the tanor, then afilu al shalosh avanim, even on three stones, meaning shloihos mechaber is chibur. If it wasn't a good connection, al munach, as it was resting on three stones alone and it was attached to the tanor, attached to the oven, so tamea, the tira will be tamei. Even if it was less than four tefachim. Why? Because it's connected to the tanor. And if the tanor becomes tamei, the tira becomes tamei as well. And yesh mefarshim that afilu al shalosh avanim, what it means is that afilu eina gevaya, ella, even if its height is only that of three stones, just meaning afilu eina gevaya al kamoi shalosh avanim, even if its height is only that of three stones, maybe it was a derech to build it with small stones. Mishnah teaches us, even if you built it with only three stones for its height, tamei will be tamei. And beis hapach, there was like this chamber where they'd put the flasks of oil, beis hatalvin, and this chamber where they place the spices, beis hanir, chamber where they would place the candle, shebekira, that are attached to the walls of the kira from the exterior. Metamin b'maga, im naga hatuma b'toch hakira. If tuma touches inside the kira, so then all these chambers become tamei along with the kira. And v'chein, if im nitma echad, if one of the chambers become tamei with maga, then the kira becomes tamei as well. Because with regards to tumas maga, tuma of touch, the chambers are connected to the kira. And ve'ena metamin ba'avir, if the tuma was suspended in the avir, in the airspace of the kira, but it's not touching the kira, so even though the kira does become tamei, these chambers will not become tamei. And they're only deemed an attachment mit rabbanan, and therefore the chama made a heker shlo yitama ba'aver. They should not become tamei via the airspace. So that if truma and kachim were to touch it, one should not burn the truma and kachim, thinking that they're tamei, because we're only derabanan over here. We don't want to burn truma and kachim, which is deraisa. So therefore, via the airspace, the tumma would not transfer. Divrei Reb Meir, and the halacha follows like Reb Meir. And Rabbi Shmuel, or other half of the girsa, Rabbi Shimon, mitaher. He's going to be mitaher even with maga, with touch. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, eina mechibra lekira. It's not deemed an attachment to the kira. V'chol bayis v'bayis, in each and every chamber, who cleaveth the asma, is deemed its own utensil. V'chol shlo naga bo atum, as long as the tumma is not touching it over there, hayu tar, it will be tar, independent of what's happening to the kira.